Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. I feel amazingly energized considering that it's the day four, right? And my voice is coming back. Like, I'm getting excited. Now that John's got to leave, we're almost done with interviews, but my voice is back. We're here with Mike from Postanya Cigars, right?
Yes, sir.
I said it right?
Yes, sir. Awesome. How you doing? Doing all right.
Good.
Okay.
You guys are in. We're in the Roma Craft booth.
Yes, sir.
And your cigars come out of Nicosueña, correct?
Correct.
So tell us about the blends.
Well, we have two separate blends. One is a Habano and one's a Broadleaf. Originally, we were going to release one blend, but my brother and I went two totally different directions when we created the blends, of course. So we put together a small amount of sampler packs, released them to our consumers, and let them vote. The Habano had won, but it was by less than 2%.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, obviously there's a big difference between a consumer that wants a Broadleaf and a Habano. So, you know, and because they're so bold and so far apart, we figured we might as well make both.
So you went a little crowdsourcing on this one.
We sure did. We sure did. You know, you always want to take care of the consumer.
Exactly. They're the guys who are smoking it, right?
Right.
I mean, why not get their feedback?
And
this cigar's been out for about a year and a half now?
About a year. We released it at first in our store,
yep.
And then come November of last year, we started releasing it to other retailers.
Okay.
But
awesome.
In small quantities.
Yeah. But it is available throughout the country, correct?
Yep, it sure is.
Awesome. And then you've got a limited as well.
Yep. We made a limited edition. It's a Pennsylvania Broadleaf with the Ecuador and Connecticut barber pole. It's called SBC 16, which stands for Surrounded by Champions. Surrounded by Champions, just because we feel that it's good to acknowledge everybody who makes everything possible. I mean, Skip, Esteban, Michael, the rollers, the box maker, the bands. I mean, none of that would be possible. I can take the good tobacco that's been put in front of me and put together something that I love or that I think would be great, but I couldn't look at a Pilon and identify it and say, that's going to be good tobacco. So, you know, we felt that it was appropriate to acknowledge all the people for their efforts.
Now, how is it that you ended up working with Nicosueño?
They just wouldn't leave me alone, man.
No, I mean, I'm sure it's exactly how it went.
You know what's funny is a good friend of mine back in the day sent me Aquitaine Addle-Addles, probably 5 years ago when they were just getting started. It was unbanded. I didn't think anything of it. So I'm like, oh, thanks, man. I put it aside, put it in my humidor, and just left it alone. About 4 or 5 months later, he's like, hey, by the way, did you ever smoke that cigar? I'm like, no, I didn't. I'll go smoke it right now. I smoke it, and I'm like, this is amazing.
I should have smoked this 5 months ago, right?
What the hell was I thinking? So I instantly got in touch with Michael, and ever since then, man, we've just been building and working with him and doing a good job. The cool thing is that every year that I'm here at IPCPR, Michael always weaseled me into doing work around the booth and, you know, showing people the ropes with Roma Craft stuff. And this is the first year that we're actually in the booth representing our own product.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys picked a really good company to get aligned with. I mean,
yeah.
Everything that's coming out of Roma Craft obviously is, I mean, you've been in the booth the whole time, so you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy, crazy popular. They make such quality cigars. I haven't had a chance to smoke this yet. But and I'm sure it's right up there. You make quality stuff, nice price points. I mean, it's really kind of tough to beat what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And, you know, sometimes because the fact that quality is so high, you have quantity issues. But a lot of other companies, they would just turn around and make you something a little bit similar and, you know, fulfill those needs.
Yeah.
But these guys don't do that. So I know.
They take their reputation pretty seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, when it comes
to
that kind of thing.
Know, I mean, maybe not Skip, but
yeah. You know what I mean. They're not serious guys,
yeah,
but
they
take it pretty serious. I mean,
this
is their product. I mean, same for you. I mean, this is the product that's got the name on it. So,
yeah.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah,
Glad to hear.
They're absolutely great at what they do, and I wouldn't want to be with anybody else in this entire room.
Yeah,
sure.
You definitely aligned yourself well. Nicely done.
Thanks.
Appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, man. Appreciate
it. Thanks, guys, for checking out all of our Cigar Federation coverage of IPCPR 2016.